Farm Bureau says the Chapter 12 bankruptcies across the U.S. last year were up 55% compared to 2023. C.J. Miller reports how one of Indiana's neighbors saw a huge spike in farm bankruptcies.
It's not terribly surprising, but it's always concerning.
And that's Lauren Kuman, lead economist for Michigan Farm Bureau. Here in Indiana, only one farm filed for Chapter 12 bankruptcy in 2024. But in Michigan, they had 12 farms filing for bankruptcy last year. The year before, they had none. Why the spike in farm bankruptcies in the Great Lakes state?
In some areas, we had some tough growing seasons over the past couple of years. We also had challenges in the specialty crop industry, and we have a lot more specialty crops. Michigan has the second most diverse agriculture in the U.S., but those farms have been having a tough time, right? From all the way from import pressures are keeping prices lower, as well as labor costs. Unfortunately, many of the farms, the only way they can find labor is to bring in guest workers from other countries, and they're mandated to pay right around $30 an hour, it works out to, and that's just gotten prohibitively expensive.
Kuman says the overall increase in farm bankruptcies proves why your lawmakers need to get a new farm bill across the finish line for 2025.
So we're really just calling on Congress to look at that farm bill safety net. It's been kind of pushed down the road here three times, and we're really looking for something to make sure that that safety net's in place for our farmers, as well as there's some disaster funds announced at the end of last year. So those will be really helpful. Now that Secretary Rollins is confirmed, we're hoping those get out quickly and into the hands of our farmer members who really need them, as these numbers are showing.
The good news from the survey is that the total number of U.S. farm bankruptcies are down 64% compared to where they were back in 2019. I'm C.J. Miller.
And I'm Eric Pfeiffer, Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's Farm Network.